Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
So next up is the CMO of Arwell. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Eric Navarrete, did I pronounce your name correctly?
I'll correct both.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, yes, I'm Eric Navarrete. I'm one of the co-founders and chief marketing officer at Arwell.
Arwell.
We're a spatial imaging company. We got started doing augmented reality special effects for film and television.
Okay.
Myself, several other co-founders have a background in film and TV. So we created a solve that eliminated the need for green screen on productions, essentially by updating rear projection, creating virtual environments that the actors could see, would provide reactive lighting to the sets, and that offer true parallax because we're tracking the cameras.
Right.
So the sort of stuff that, for instance, was being used in Disney's The Mandalorian, we had debuted a product like that a couple of years ago, and we actually won South by Southwest Best AR/VR product.
Awesome.
2 years ago. So now we're pivoting into interactive. So we're leaving behind sound stages, and now we're more consumer focused. So that's part of the reason why we're here at CES.
So, you know, I've used green screen a lot. Chroma key, get it perfect. Lighting has to be right. You turn the wrong way, maybe you lose the chrome a little bit. It's you know, kind of for, you know, for home studios and stuff, you know, it's kind of tricky. But you said that you replace green screen technology with projection, which is, to me, is like, okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So how are you transforming that, and what are you doing to bring this to a consumer product then?
Sure. So, I mean, the initial solve was basically, like I might have mentioned, an update to rear screen projection. Which was a beautiful way to get a great composite for a shot. But the problem was that the camera was locked off.
Right.
So without getting too technical for people watching, basically, if you ever watch like an Alfred Hitchcock movie or you know, Wizard of Oz, when
sure.
she's running away from the tornado trying
That's
to escape.
Right.
The camera is moving parallel to the screen because that's the only perspective that would work. As soon as you rotate it on any axis and get it away from parallel, you notice that it's a flat image. It's a flat screen behind them, and the illusion is broken. So we were able to create a software system that would allow all 6 degrees of freedom for the camera itself. So now you can move, you can push in close to the operator, to the actor. You can go handheld. You can put it on a dolly. You can do anything that you want.
Right.
And the image behind them is always going to be responsive to the point of view of that camera. So that was the initial solve.
Wow.
Now, we did that, and a lot of filmmakers were very interested in it. But one of the first questions we regularly got was, hey, this is really cool, but could you do something for my red carpet premiere? Or I've got a pop-up event coming up, or I'm, you know, doing a music festival. What can you do like this that a consumer can interact with? And so that got us to thinking, you know, we have a good understanding of the spatial reality of how things should look from the point of view of the camera. Let's apply that same know-how and make the user the camera in a sense. So now we're using camera arrays, we're using computer vision, we're using a lot of different methods to basically interpret where the user is standing, where the user's head position is,
yeah.
And we're updating that screen now so that wherever they stand, wherever they look, it looks like there's a window that's been cut into this virtual space, and it allows them to move around inside that tracked volume.
For this is someone using an AR headset?
No headset.
No, absolutely headset.
No headset. This is all done with massive LED walls or projector systems. Right now we have our first consumer-facing version of this. An interactive kiosk is being demoed over at Dreamland XR right now, and we're showing how this works, basically. It's essentially the same sort of thing that you'd see at a mall, you know, an interactive map
sure.
display. It's that same sort of fabricated unit, except we have cameras on there that understand where the user is, and when they approach it, it locks onto their head position, and it's now an updated image. They can play around with it. So
wow.
we have a couple mini games, and we're showing off some of the different utilizations for it that are possible.
So what does that then translate to from either, it's not going to necessarily be a consumer experience. Mm. Well, it's not going to be something you're going to have in your home. I assume this is going to be something you're going to experience commercially in a business or.
Right. So I should point out, we actually have one unit live out there in the wild right now. It's here in Vegas. It's at the M&M's World Las Vegas location on the fourth floor. There's a kiosk up there. The users can play a game. They can interact with the famous, you know, icons, the characters, and take a picture with them afterwards.
How big is the kiosk?
It is a 60-inch TV.
Okay.
Inside a basically a fabricated unit.
In a booth.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's what we're imagining is essentially creating these sort of units, putting them in theater lobbies, so that you can have a fun experience with, you know, an upcoming movie. There's the key art, that poster that's there. Well, what if instead of it being a flat image, you can walk up to it, you can kind of explore it, find some of the hidden, you know, Easter eggs that
yep.
are in there.
Yep.
And for the brand that's ambitious enough, creating a gamified experience in there too, where you're helping BB-8 escape a stormtrooper or something like that. You know, it could be any sort of gaming experience because we're running it off of a real-time engine.
So what kind of interest have you gotten from the show so far?
From the CES show?
Yeah.
I actually had, this is my first time stepping away from our booth to come here. So I'm actually kind of like craning around trying to see as much as I can. Hopefully tomorrow I'll have a little more time to check things out.
So a lot of people coming in, a lot of industry interest then.
Yeah. It's been a pretty packed day so far with people coming in, so we're very happy for that. I mean, I personally want to go check out some of the display technology that's out here, especially those tiled TVs.
Yeah, I saw some of
those. That you can snap together. Because for us, that's going to be a huge solution. That's going to make it a lot easier for us to go into, you know, some LBE spaces or retail spaces and give them something that's a perfect fit for, you know, their space and give that wow factor to the user.
Right. Well, outstanding. So where can people find more information about you? Is it arwall.com or where's the website?
Yeah, so our website is arwall.co.
.co.
And you can also look us up on YouTube. You can see many of our videos there, and that's going to be arwall.co. Yeah. And that's pretty much our handle for everything. So we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, arwall.co. One word, that'll get you to us.
Outstanding. So go check out those videos. Check out the company. If you're a company out there looking to create some interactive process or interactive event or wall or whatever it may be, if I'm saying that correct.
Yeah, we're problem solvers, so we love to hear, you know, whatever crazy idea people have. We'll probably be able to figure out a way to make it happen.
Now, what would be really cool is if we figure out a way to have us be on the show floor but not be on the set. Up here on the second floor.
We can do that. We'll talk to us next year. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's all about cameras and glass, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it's always, I always tell folks when we were over in the North Hall, we had a great backdrop because we had a great backdrop, you know, and sometimes you can't have a great backdrop.
Yeah.
And but anyway, it's very cool what's going on in AR world. So arwall.co. So, Eric, thanks for joining us today here at CES.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Appreciate it.